she's playing quite a bit to acclimate to that role, whether it's once or twice a week. So I think in the long run, this will be good for him. It's tough to be sent down to the minor leagues. And obviously, he's going to have to work his way back here. But I think with some consistent at-bats, he certainly will. It's finding a niche and a work ethic that would suggest that you can, you know, be successful without regular at-bats. But I think, you know, if we get him some consistent at-bats here, it'll be better for him once he gets back.
I understand that Blackburn is a little ahead of what you had planned for him, that he needed one more, but that means that he will have some limitations today.
Yeah, he probably won't be a full complement. You know, he probably won't be 100 pitches, but we'll see how it goes getting up to that. He's felt good in what he's done. I mean, it's not like he's easing anything into anything at this point. If we didn't feel like he was ready to take the mound and pitch competitively here at the big league level, we wouldn't do it. It just won't be the full complement pitches that you usually see when a guy comes back.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of playing a team that you just played last week?
There's really none. I mean, just depending on how you're playing, maybe how they're playing. It typically happens over the course of the season quite a bit anyway. So, there's really no advantages, like I said. I mean, if you're playing great and another team's not playing good, maybe it's catching them at the right time. But I don't think that's the case for either team right now. You do know them a little bit better based on the fact that you just played them recently for a team that you don't see a whole lot over the course of the season. I think that's about it, though.
Look like you juggled the lineup a little bit in terms of where guys are hitting tonight. Is that based on who you're facing and just faced in a scene play, or just something to change things up?
Just change things up a little bit. We've been swinging about okay. We didn't swing it too well the last couple nights, but sometimes you want to get a guy out of a certain spot and give him a little look somewhere else. You know, Marcus has been such a versatile guy for us over the years in the lineup, whether he's hitting in the bottom, whether he's hitting in the middle. He can get on base, he can score runs, he can knock runs in too. Just giving him a little change of scenery here. There's no doubt he'll be back up towards the top of the lineup and probably even leading off against Duffy on Saturday, but just mixing it up a little bit.
Does Fowler have the tools to be a prototypical leadoff hitter for you guys at the top of the lineup?
Yeah, that's what we envisioned when we got him. I didn't probably expect him at that spot right now, this quickly, but he's swinging the bat well right now. And, you know, had a good series in Kansas City. You look at his last 5 and 10 games, swung the bat well. He's probably our fastest guy, so, and a guy that's led off basically during the course of his career. So, probably there a little earlier than we expected, but he's doing a good job with it.
Yeah. And a stolen base isn't a big part of your guys' offense. I mean, do you guys still put up runs? How do you gauge that? I mean, the success that you guys are having as opposed to the production?
We haven't been too productive stolen base-wise. He's probably our best option as far as that goes. So that's one of the reasons that he's up there too. And we feel like, you know, once he's in there on a consistent basis, our stolen bases numbers should go up. But to this point in the season, it hasn't been one of our strengths.
How far along is Triggs?
I threw a bullpen today. Throw another bullpen on Sunday. At some point in time, we'll get him out on a rehab assignment. I'm not sure what day that is yet.
I understand that Casilla did well in his rehab in San Jose 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. What are the plans to bring him back?
Good chance he'll be activated this weekend at some point. It could be as early tomorrow, but we'll take a look and see how he's feeling. I know he feels good today. So probably sometime this weekend.
With all the injuries you guys have had at pitcher and now getting Blackburn back, is this kind of the light at the end of the tunnel, or is it still going to be a little bit of stitching things together?
Well, you know, we're getting a guy back and we're losing a couple more, it seems like. So at some point in time, you would like this trend to go in the other direction. You know, we have some guys up here that maybe we didn't think would be here at this point out of need, and that continues to be the case based on the fact that we have to rush Paul a little bit as far as pitches go. It means we're still, you know, testing our depth at this point, but it's nice to get somebody back who's been injured earlier in the year.
But is it a testament to the organization's depth? I mean, I think you guys have started maybe nine different guys already this year. Like, I can't imagine many more teams have started more starters than you.
There might be a few out there. It seems like that everybody has some starting pitching problems at some point during this season in particular. But, you know, we had started with us in spring training when we were down, you know, Cotton and then Puck situation. And it seemed like it hasn't gone away as the season's gone along. So hopefully at some point in time we start getting more of these guys back, you know, whether it's Triggs, whether it's Anderson, certainly Blackburn today. you know, Graveman's DL, Gossett's DL again. So it's been important for guys like Frankie Montas to step up and perform the way he has.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Scotty's pretty excited that his brother be getting drafted to be part of the organization. Yeah. Do you know much about him?
I don't. I know he goes to St. Mary's, and I've talked to Steven about him some, you know, earlier this season. But it is kind of cool to get somebody in your system like that. Seems to be a gritty little player. And it's nice to have somebody locally, you know, as we do a couple guys in our system as well. And when you have someone who's plays for your big league team, you have the opportunity to do it. Sounds like a good idea to me.
And that same regard about the pitching depth, you just got Edwin Jackson, a veteran in AAA. Yeah, you think you'll need a few starts there, or what's the plan for him?
I think he's been starting, so I you know, it increases our depth down there. We have been trouble getting through some games in AAA as well. There's always a trickle down as far as that goes. So, you know, it's a guy with big league experience, adds somebody else to, you know, to the potential depth list for us who has experience. So I think it was a good sign.
I read that Matt Joyce might be having an MRI. Any results, news?
You know, I haven't heard anything on it yet. It was pretty much status quo yesterday, the way he was feeling. Saw him a little bit today. You know, it allows us not to have to rush him back at this point. You know, give him several days off to where, you know, hopefully once he gets back swinging, he feels a little bit better. He was grinding through it for a few days. So definitely the right thing to do is put him on the DL and make sure we get him back 100%.
Is Brent doing anything?
Yeah, he's playing catch. I think he was out maybe 90 feet today. Not on a mound yet.
Who's this?
Brett Anderson.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
very much.